Welcome back to Sunday Night in America. The economic news is mixed. Jobs numbers are good, but inflation is high. The stock market is volatile, confidence is low, and a large bank just failed. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was on Capitol Hill this week, and some senators are wondering if he knows what he's doing. Joining us now is the senator from the great state of South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott. Welcome, Senator. I'm going to play a clip from your hearing and then ask you a question on the other side.
Yes, sir.
At a time when our economy is suffering from historically high inflation, I expect our central bank to focus its time and resources on bringing inflation down, not on policy outside of its mandate. Do you agree that the Federal Reserve does not have the authority or statutory direction?
I do. As you know, there's a tightly focused role that we do have that I believe that we have, but I would agree with your statement.
What prompted your question, Senator? I know, I mean, you've served on that committee for some time. You follow economic things very, very closely, always have. What concerns do you have with the way the Fed chairman is doing his job?
Well, think about that. Is it this way, Trey? Literally 12 months ago, if you bought a house for, say, $300,000, it was X number of dollars. This year, it's twice as high because interest rates have climbed so fast, so high, that it's literally nearly double the price of a mortgage for the same amount of house, you pay twice as much. You think about the fact that President Biden and his failure in leadership has led us to 13.5% inflation, 40% increase in gas prices, 20% in electricity, 20% in food prices. Single parents like the one that raised me are struggling. Can you imagine the inability to enter into the mortgage market because the price has literally doubled in 12 months? Completely avoidable if the Democrats or the radical left would look in the mirror and blame themselves. They have not taken any responsibility for the state of our economy.
Let me ask you about this bank failure in California. It seemed like it just like arose overnight, which makes those of us that don't follow economic news like you kind of wonder what the regulators were doing. What can you tell us about the bank failure in California?
Yeah, we can tell you that the regulators seem to have been asleep at the wheel without any question, number one. Number two, I would say this, that we just heard recently that they're going to really have the greatest form of corporate cronyism than we've seen in a very long time. They're going to insure all the deposits, even the ones over the $250,000 limit, which means that the most sophisticated investors are now going to have the insulation of the federal government. That is problematic. It sends a very negative statement to the marketplace, and it is something that we're going to have to wrestle with over the next couple days as we delve into what actually happened. What we do know is it goes right back to where we started this conversation on the economy. The high inflation led to high interest rates. High interest rates meant that more deposits departed out of that bank quicker than they thought, leading to the collapse. We have failure at the Fed, failure at the regulators, and failure with the management of that bank. We have a lot to uncover. The one thing we know for sure, the American taxpayer should not be on the hook for this failure. We're going to do everything in our power to make sure that doesn't happen.
Speaking of the American taxpayer, I'm going to throw you a curveball because I know you can hit it. You're an athlete. Ukraine. We hear about the cost of war in Ukraine, and I sit there and think, well, what's the cost of doing nothing? Is it not possible to support Ukraine but also want fiscal responsibility and accountability? I mean, can I not do both?
Well, Congressman, the answer is yes, we can do both. I think what I've heard all across the country on my Faith in America tour is the frustration of the American people because of the absolute lack of leadership of President Biden on domestic issues. Think about the security issues that we face here in America. The border, it is wide open, it is unsafe, and it has led to more than 100,000 overdose deaths in this country. We hear a lot about the Mexican cartels who are the ones who transport that fentanyl across our border. Think about the 4.5 million illegal immigrants crossing our border, and our president is silent and absent. You think about East Palestine. Here's a crisis in our country, and the president has yet to step a foot into East Palestine. You have Americans who are frustrated because of the lack of leadership on domestic issues that only exacerbates the situation we see today in Ukraine. Here's where we need the president to lead. What is our nation's vital interest in Ukraine? And it should start with degrading the Russian military is in our vital national interest. In addition to that, we are not going to simply degrade the Russian military. We are going to have accountability for every single dollar spent. There is no such thing as a blank check. We are going to make sure that there's accountability. And the last point I'd make on the Ukraine front is that China has chosen a side. They are partnering with Putin, which means it's enmity with us. China is a risk that continues to rise, an adversarial position they have taken against the American people. We should hear what they're telling us, believe them, and act accordingly.
Senator Tim Scott, the great state of South Carolina, I know you went to Iowa recently. I'll ask you about it next time I see you, unless you want to post some pictures on social media. We'll wait until next time for that. Thank you for joining us on a Sunday night.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.